Hello, 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 and welcome in PowerPass, your ticket to greatness. Today, in our beautiful episode, we will be speaking about creativity. With me is Hakeel, and I am Mati, and we are therapists, psychotherapists. We work with different tools like hypnotherapy and psychology and lots of different energetic therapies, exactly, spirituality. So we chose to share our knowledge. We chose to share our insights and techniques with you guys in order to make your life a bit more understandable, a bit easier, a bit
and enjoyable.
Enjoyable more than the normal. So today we'll be speaking about creativity. How can we tap into our creative potential? How can we enter and allow ourselves to be creative and to be the channels for our genius to pass through? So that's my question to you, Hakeel. Do you have any technique, any idea? How can we tap into our creative field?
Okay, so I think I mentioned this before, because you can just become creative when you stop. Okay? And
wait a second. What do you mean by stop? Stop breathing, stop doing stuff?
Well, stop breathing can be a good idea, can be not a good idea. However, it's to exactly stop the routine. You know, if you are very busy, you will struggle with your creativity. Okay, because let's go by steps. What is the creator in our body? Is the uterus. Okay, the uterus is the creator of life.
So feminine body. Yes.
We are going by steps also for the
okay
the men that are listening to us. Okay, so if it's where you create life, notice that the root of the word, it's the same for creativity.
Okay. Creation. Okay.
Yes. So if you look into the uterus, it's hard because it's hidden. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something that is very discreet in our body. When are you aware of it? Many times, exactly when you menstruate, because you feel the cramping, you are in pain, and you feel the discomfort. So if you have these kind of symptoms, it's because you are ignoring many times your feminine energy.
Okay.
If you are ignoring this, I have to let you know that for sure you are very busy, you have a lot of demands, you are trying to accomplish a lot of things, and in this way you are not giving time to yourself to connect with your feminine energy. The feminine energy needs that you give time to her to express. Remember, a baby takes 9 months to be ready to come out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it needs time to create. Yeah, it needs time.
There is a process of creation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and we are speaking about the feminine, about woman.
Yes.
So the creativity is not only reserved for the
woman. No, yeah.
No. Okay, good to know.
Okay, so for the man, what is connecting him to the feminine energy? So it's always about his sensitivity.
Insensitivity or sensitivity?
Sensitivity.
Okay, sensitivity.
Okay. So, all of us, so man, woman, we have intuition. Are the men used to use their intuition?
Sometimes. Not all of them.
Exactly. Exactly. So, when a man ignores this intuition, usually he engages in some stuff and again is busy, busy, busy. If you are going to observe the men that are the most creative, They are the ones that allow themselves to stop. Okay? Because as I say, the feminine energy needs time to process. And even their creativity will be manifested a lot of times by some kind of signal, like, this idea came.
Aha.
Aha. Eureka moment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And again, he needs to stop. He needs to relax and to allow himself just to enjoy. Even, for example, if he goes out for the nature, it will help him. Because look, the nature, even many times we give the name Gaia, okay, to the Earth planet. So why? It's female. It's a feminine energy. It's a representation of the mother. And why? Because everything that you put in the Earth, that of course can grow, it will grow.
It takes time.
You see the flowers. Exactly.
But
again,
it will grow.
Exactly. So you see, you plant any seed, and later or sooner, there is one that will come out. Okay? So, this is something that it cannot be violated. Okay? Because sometimes people, they love shortcuts. The feminine energy is not about shortcuts. So, if you want exactly to reach your creativity, your potential of creation, you have to stop. And remember one thing. You have many artists, and many times you can see this in the male painters.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the most part of the times, they have a period that they can't produce nothing. Nothing comes to them. Okay. And many times even they experience a depression, a sadness, mm-hmm. because it's like exactly the masculine energy wants to produce, to give more.
Mm-hmm.
In the meaning that they understand that they are not producing, they feel this sadness. Mm-hmm. And of course, we have always to understand until the sadness, where the sadness goes. Because also the sadness allows them to stop, and then the idea comes, the inspiration comes. Some of them, they have already the awareness that this is a process that comes and that it's natural.
Mm-hmm.
When you don't have a notion of this nature of the process of the feminine to manifest in you, you will struggle.
Mm-hmm.
Because look one thing, go to this image. When a man was taking a woman by force, was violating her, was yes. raping her.
Yes.
Okay, so how do you want to have creativity by force?
You cannot force creativity, it comes to you.
Exactly. Exactly.
So if the creativity is like a woman, because it's a feminine energy,
mm-hmm.
how can you seduce her?
You don't. You want to manipulate her. It's different. You don't seduce the creativity. You just have to be yourself and exactly to understand how you can feel in balance. Every time that you are struggling with your day, it's a signal. It's because you are out of balance.
You're in balance, exactly, yes. So
if you are out of balance, I'm sure that is the feminine energy that is suffering. Sure.
The key is to find balance in your day-to-day life between acting and between not acting. So stopping
resting.
And resting.
Yeah.
Simply resting.
You have to allow yourself that Yes, you can work, but you have to guarantee that you have time exclusively for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes people, they think, ah, yes, I will work. And then even I will try to plan something in the weekend for me and the kids and my husband, blah, 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 or with my wife or with my partner, doesn't matter. So it looks that you are not working. Okay. And this is just an illusion. Mm-hmm. Because again, you are not with yourself.
Yes.
And for the feminine energy, for this creativity comes, it likes that you are resting and alone. The mm-hmm. If you are going to ask people when did they have the most powerful insights, usually it was when they were not doing nothing.
Mm-hmm. Under the shower.
Exactly. It came.
Yeah.
Yeah.
While meditating.
Even not meditating. You can just be stopped with, even for example, it happened to me. I was in a bad, bad phase in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, I didn't know what to do. I was quite lost. You know, I had a big indecision. I was trying to understand how I could decide. And I was struggling. And these were 4 months, okay? And there is a moment that I was so exhausted of trying to figure out solution that I just said for myself, I can't. You know, and I just, you know, the moment that you give up, like, okay, I'm done with this, let it be. And I think in the following day I was sitting down, and I swear to you, it came exactly the solution like this. Clear, do you know? Clear. It was even almost like a kind of solution given.
Mm-hmm.
Here you have, so now do it.
Yeah, it's like,
you know,
when you try to figure something out, you are generating resistance, because it's like, I don't have it, I want to figure out how to have it. So
you limit your solutions a lot, because it's like you can just find solutions between A, B, and C.
Yeah.
And then you go back and see B, A, and maybe I can create maybe a B1.
Yeah.
And you are stuck in there.
It's the mind doesn't see all the possibilities.
No.
And it is in the state of lack. It means I don't have it, I am in a lack. And mm-hmm. the moment you let go, you release all the stuff, all the worries, and say like, oh, I let go. I let it all go. I don't care anymore. And that way the mind opens. That way mm-hmm. it's like the energy is opening, expanding.
Yeah. Even sometimes about this moment that comes a solution, you have people saying it happened a miracle. You know, because even sometimes it's like, when you stop, even the reality then manifests and brings you a solution. So it's like life, brings you exactly the creation that you have.
Yeah.
So it's like not the creativity inside of you, but it's the creativity projected outside of you that brings you the solution.
Mm.
If this game is easy to play, no, it's not. We are not used to do it. First of all, we were not educated to do it. So this is something that you have to relearn again, step by step. And it's always quite easy to understand when you are detaching from your feminine energy. Look at you in the end of the day and ask to yourself, do I feel tired? Yes or no? how much time did I spend with myself exactly to see how I was feeling? Because what happens many times is that you have an argument with someone, and then it's like, I'm upset and the conversation was not good. Wait. Okay. But before that argument, how were you feeling before?
Mm.
Because when you are quite in balance, it's quite interesting, because many times it's like you know that in a state out of balance, you would take the conversation in a way, or you would feel very triggered. And when you are balanced, oh, is it your opinion? That's fine. It's okay.
Yes. Yes, exactly. It's like, if you're an empath, I had experienced it today. I was in a tube where there's loads of people. Mm. And I was observing people and reading their body language. I know this person is upset, this person is in judgment, this person is thinking this person is thinking that. And I
mm-hmm.
knew instantly, okay, stop it. I connected with my heart. I started to rebalance my energy. And I was like, mm-hmm. I'm connected with my heart. I'm feeling whole space with my light. I'm blessing everyone. And in that moment, I felt like this space is opening, and I didn't entangle with anyone, even if they were like pushing or doing their own stuff in their own bubbles.
Yes.
I was centered because I chose to be balanced in that moment.
Yes.
And I said, okay, and smiling. My day was amazing today, so I'm so happy, only by choosing to stay in this certain frequency.
Yes. Yes, because when you choose also to keep yourself balanced, it's quite helpful, because then it's like, okay, right now I'm taking charge of my emotions. However, sometimes can be a bit tricky, because when you just lose the control, because it's not easy to control emotions. How are you going to control the emotions?
It's not about controlling emotions.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
not
about
a task.
Acknowledging them, seeing, okay, I feel this one, and how I choose to react on them. Do I choose to let go and go into rage mode?
Yes.
Or I choose, okay, I acknowledge you, I notice that I'm getting upset, I take a deep breath, and I ground it, and I become calm, because I chose to become calm. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Calm.
Yeah, because... And I think sometimes one question that can help us to decide what we want to do with that emotion that is mm-hmm. disturbing us, it's a very simple one that is like, so this situation that happened today, that I'm upset with that.
Mm-hmm.
Is this situation really important in 5 years?
Mm-hmm. 5 minutes, 5 months, 5 years.
Five minutes, I don't say.
No.
But in the, no, because if you are disturbed in 5 minutes, many times you can't turn around the emotion so quickly. Because if you were very emotionally involved, okay, it's not so easy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's quite interesting to make this movement of, okay, in 5 years, do you think I will remember about this person, about this conversation, and mm-hmm. about the damage that created?
No.
The most part of them, no.
Yeah.
And even you can go through your relationships, because many times, of course, especially in the intimate relationships, it's where we have the big arguments. It's the reality. Yeah. And if you look through the relationships that you had, you remember, oh yes, I remember this person, and I remember that we really had a big fight. But then if I ask you, but tell me the details.
Mm-hmm.
What did you say, and what the person replied to you? Tell me.
Yeah.
You will struggle.
Yeah.
You will struggle. You will just give me some I think she told me that, I told her this, and well, anyway, she upset me a lot, but then you don't know exactly the details.
Yeah,
So
because
it's
you
just
don't dwell on it.
exactly. And even it's important also to understand here the concept of emotional memory. Okay? So many times you get stuck in a memory because, of course, at the content, you experienced it in a very painful way or traumatic way. Okay, this is an emotional memory, but also it's like, okay, it's an emotional memory. Your moment now is not in that emotional memory. Yeah, and this movement for the reality, it's really good, because otherwise, if you are getting stuck in these past memories, how do you think you can connect with your creativity? How do you think you can connect with the solution? How?
You cannot, because you're living in the past
You
instead in
can't.
the present. Exactly.
You can't.
I just remembered two techniques that were used by geniuses of our times. Albert Einstein used to work holding a metal ball or a glass ball in his hand, and he wasn't doing anything. He had an idea that he wanted to have a solution for. He was sitting on his chair and he started to fall asleep. And when the ball fall out of his hand and hit the ground, he was opening the eyes because he was almost falling asleep. And then he was remembering what his mind was thinking about when he was trying to resolve the problem. But what he was doing, he wasn't doing anything. He was falling asleep. He was resting. And there's another saying, it's a quote. And unfortunately, I don't remember who said it, but it was like, to write and to connect with creativity, it's like fishing. You throw a rod to a pond of creativity and you wait for the inspiration to come to you, to grab the bait. Yeah.
And you know one thing, even for example, I would say that it's quite important that you detach from the inspiration, from the result.
Yes, from waiting as well. You just
Yeah,
rest.
you just allow yourself, okay, now I want to be with myself. This is me and me. That's it. Because if you are going to make the game that, how I'm going to lay down and to rest a lot to see if I have some inspiration. Good luck with that. Good luck with that. Because every time that you demand the creativity, the inspiration, remember, you are violating the feminine principle.
You're
You are
pushing.
not respecting.
Yes,
You
you
are not
want.
respecting the process of the feminine energy.
I wanted to ask you about something very, very much connected with it. So I have it quite often when I meditate. When I enter in a certain state of consciousness, I ask a question and then I open myself. I stay as an observer. And for example, I would like to know the answer for the beginning of consciousness. And I send this question and then I become open. I don't think about anything else. I just breathe and my mind is open. And then the pictures and some thoughts are being streamed to my mind. And is it me forcing the creativity on myself, or is it because I am in a certain state of consciousness? And I am open because I don't expect anything to come. I'm just open for it. And so I am connected with the creativity and inspiration.
You can answer this question better than me.
Well, I know the
Because
answer now expressing it.
look one thing. You can have your answer when you look at your results. If you understand that this information that comes brings you something, okay. If you understand that this information just messes up with your system, it's not so okay.
It doesn't come from inspiration. It doesn't come from the higher self.
So
I've noticed it.
So exactly. So you have to, because look, as I say, then you will understand in the reality. Because remember, the feminine has its process and has a result. It's a creator.
Yes. Exactly. That's what came to me right now. By asking a certain question, I am directing my creativity in a certain direction. Yet I don't expect any kind of input that will come to me. I stay in the state of openness for anything that is there to come to me and to show itself.
Okay.
And it's not like I want it. I'm just being, I'm breathing, and whatever comes, it comes. And also, then I can observe the emotions. Everything that comes from the ego, that comes from the invention of my mind, it's very often, it doesn't feel the same as when it comes from the creative field. It feels a bit rigid. It feels a bit... it's also not also, but often it's connected with some kind of memory, with some kind of negative emotion, with something that was bothering me in the past. Yet when I am simply present and open, the informations that come, they are coming in energy that it's uplifting, that it's, or it's very neutral. This is how it is. That's the answer. Or it's very uplifting and it's very loving and it's very like bringing more and more, like a stream.
Okay. Yeah, because you know one thing, when you were talking, what came to my mind when you said, okay, I bring a question and I keep myself open for whatever is coming. Okay. And then what came to me was the image of, imagine that you have three women in a living room, okay? And you go there and you tell them, you know what? I have a question. I'm open for your answers. And these three women will try to give you an answer. However, there are a lot of feminine energy outside that maybe they have more answers for you. And they are not coming because you just gave the question to this one. Is this making sense? Because when you limit the question, you are just limiting the answer. Is this making sense?
Well, I'm trying to fully understand it. My question is to this one is like, if I have a particular problem, or let's say I want to create a new self-hypnosis track, and I'm looking for inspiration, how can I help people? What kind of value can I bring? Yeah, so I ask question, what kind of value can I bring? And then I stay open and allow, because otherwise, if I will open for any kind of inspiration, it's like, oh, go and paint a painting. But it's not what I was looking for. Yeah, I was looking
okay.
For this.
Okay. I think the issue is in the question.
What do you mean?
What is the value that I can add here, that I can put here?
So maybe, let me rephrase it maybe differently. I can write and create a self-hypnosis track about anything. any kind of argument, any kind of problem, any kind of issue that people can have. Yet I would love to have the most people possible. Yes. So in what way should I or could I create my question in order to receive the answer from the creative field?
Okay. So if you want to receive,
Not necessarily to receive. I want to be open for receiving on a certain...
Yeah, I know. So, if you are asking to receive, you have to be ready that after you receive, this is to give.
Yeah.
Period. So, the thing is, go exactly to the question about what moves you, because it's in your sacral that is your motor, the engine of your body.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So again, you have to connect with your sacral chakra.
Mm-hmm.
When you look into the thing that what am I here to do? What is my function? It will be easier for you to connect. Because every time that, because this is the reason, it's very difficult we deal with the feminine energy. We are still learning. This is a step by step. It's because it's like, it doesn't like that we make impositions. It's like I said, every time that we force, we are violating. So it's not given.
Mm-hmm.
So the movement here, it's like, okay, this is me. Maybe I don't have very clear what I am doing, but in what I have, how I can do better for the others.
How can I serve?
How can I serve? Or in which way I can have my function in this world? And then the thing will come. Because remember one thing, because look one thing. If you want to get creativity, because then you want to be well known, this will not work with the energy. Because it's like you are saying this, I want to marry with a pretty woman, for then everyone looks at her and say how lucky I am. Okay.
I understand what you're saying.
I don't know if I'm being clear, but I hope so.
It's not about, it must come from the clean intention, from the true willingness of giving your purpose here on this planet, to connect with what drives you.
Yes.
So I give you another example. Imagine that I am a really, really good painter. That's my talent, that's my gift, that's something that I love doing. I love painting, I love creating masterpieces.
Mm-hmm.
And then I ask a question. What should I paint about? What should be my next masterpiece? And then I enter in the state of trance. I start meditate. And I open, and I stay in the state of openness and see what comes to me. Is it forcing your will on the creative energy, or is it staying open?
I'd say that is forcing a bit, because look one thing, again, when you are asking what should I do, what is my next painting about, you are forcing an answer. It's again the situation that you are going to the ladies in your living room.
You're just choosing a certain direction. You're not allowing the whole field to come to you.
No.
Okay. Yet
I think it's, is it making sense?
Somehow, yes. It is what I feel. It's like you are closing the whole field in order to receive a certain answer.
And then, of course, you take the risk that even these three women, they don't know the answer for you. Isn't it?
Okay. So now going back to your example.
Okay.
You were passing through a tough time. You're trying to figure out something. You're trying to figure out. And in the moment that you let go, the answer came to you. So you were subconsciously wanting to receive an answer for a certain problem.
Okay, yes.
And so the answer came to you from the creative field.
I think I say to you, the solution came out of any of the solutions that I thought. So
beyond the
I was
solutions
struggling.
That
exactly. It was totally out of that range.
Exactly. That's my question over here, because it's like you were asking how can I deal with it? How can I
what
resolve
can
it?
What can I do with this A, B, and C?
Yeah.
So I'm again just talking with the three ladies in the living room. So please help me because I have this A, B, and C. Please help me. Please help me. In the moment that I say, I don't know what to do at all. I even don't see any chance in this A, B, and C. I drop it. Done. Zero.
Yes. Exactly.
And here, it's like, okay, it comes.
Yet the direction of the answer was done by you, by your conscious choice, because you wanted to receive answer for this particular problem. And then you weren't trying to figure it out, asking the three ladies. You just let it go. You became open for receiving.
Exactly. So, because while I was focusing in the problem and in the answers that I thought that could be able, I was stuck.
Yes.
So I really had to put it in the bin.
Yes.
And really allow it. And, you know, it was exactly as I said to you, it was a moment of giving up.
Fully open and allowing. Exactly.
Exactly.
Not expecting anything.
Even it was like, if I have to die tomorrow, I die tomorrow. If I have to live tomorrow, I live tomorrow. I don't care. You know, it's like...
Yes. And so that's the example that I was giving about the painter. It's like directing my thoughts. What I would like to know what kind of painting I could paint next. And not trying to figure it out, just letting it go.
But this is the thing. Yeah. So even don't ask about what is the subject. Because look one thing, why I was struggling, because I was focused in the subject. Because I was just looking at those solutions. And then when I gave up, so there is nothing, another solution came that even I didn't consider.
There was a problem. There wasn't nothing. There was a problem. And so exactly, that I think we're speaking about the same stuff in different words. As you had your particular problem, a painter has a particular problem with choosing any topic. And then you are not trying to figure it out. That's it.
Yes.
Because your mind and your subconscious mind has time. You're giving time to your subconscious mind to start creating the dots, start creating the connections in which the thinking out of the box, the solution out totally out of the blue, is able to come to you and you are able to be inspired. So
yes,
of what I am understanding right now, it is not bad to ask a question. It is not bad to wanting to solve a particular problem that we have. Yet if we dwell on it, if we start thinking about possible solutions, if we start asking the three ladies in the room and trying to go from A, B, C, C, B, A, B, C, A, C, A, B, and so on, we won't be able to figure it out because our mind will be forcing an answer. Yet when we let it go, we will give time for the feminine energy and for the subconscious mind to start creating new dots and connecting new dots and new informations in order to the for the answers to ring and show themselves to us. Yeah.
Because in the example that you gave about the painter, for the painter, it will be much easier just to be open, like, what will be the next inspiration? That's it.
Yeah.
It's not about what I should I go, should I paint in the next months. It's more what is going to be my next inspiration. So it needs to be an open question.
More general. The more general it is, the better it is.
It's easier. It's easier, yes, because if you focus too much in a target, it's because the ego is involved. So it's not to please all the goodwill that you have, but it's also involving your perception, your identity about yourself. And yes, when we attach to this identity, that it's very normal. It's
us.
We have to live with it. Period. Yes. Every time that we are attached to it, if for example, if we have masculine energy more dominant, so my ego will play up a lot with this dominant energy. So every time that I'm trying to ask for creativity, it will be very easy that I want to get some advantage for my masculine
for
energy.
The ego. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So satisfy the soul. Don't satisfy the ego, but satisfy the soul.
Yeah, but it's not easy because also, because look, sometimes it's like when we are talking about the ego, it's like our worst enemy.
I think it's
not fair at all. Because also it helps us even to understand better ourselves. The thing is just, okay, what is rubbish? It's rubbish. And we have to start to be clear about what is not rubbish and what is not. What is rubbish and what is not. Exactly. Yeah.
Finding balance. Basically finding balance.
Yes. Yes. Because of course it's totally possible to live with the ego.
Yeah. So with this beautiful accent we would like to finish for today. If you have any kind of questions, if you'd like to know more about creativity, feminine and masculine energy, write a comment, ask a question, contact us. We are more than happy to help you. And blessings to you all. Stay creative, connect with your divine purpose and find balance in your life.
Okay. Bye bye bye. See you next time.
Blessings. Bye bye.